This question is about wedding gifts with support. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I have just recently found your podcast and am binge listening my way through the archives. Your podcast is refreshing and informative, but most of all makes etiquette approachable and less of a mountain to climb. Thank you. That's high praise. I really appreciate that. Etiquette question. My uncle is getting married to his longtime partner in the spring. They have been together for over a decade, have had multiple houses together, and have impeccable taste. I am overwhelmed at what to get them for a wedding gift because the majority of weddings I attend are for fairly young couples who actually need things to get started in a home. We come from an extremely conservative family, so the wedding will be surrounded with a little more weight than most family gatherings. I want to give them something to show my appreciation and support. Any good ideas for gifts or other ways to be supportive during family events where generations feel divided? Thank you for your thoughts, Kate.
Kate, I want to encourage you that you are his niece, and he will likely love whatever you choose. I tend to go sentimental.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do, when it comes to things. And simple, also. When folks have everything, it's really funny how the simple gifts become things that are like, oh, gosh, that's a great gift. And you've heard me say it a million times on this show, engraved picture frames with the wedding date on it. An engraved picture frame with a wedding date on it. You could have it be wood. It could be crystal. It could be glass. It could be silver. It could be gold plated. It could be so many things that can be engraved.
Here in Vermont, we have this lovely pewter company.
I also tend to go with other simple items that are just always good to have around the house, like glass vases, candlestick holders, and candles. My dad gives the advice all the time of go with what people love. These are folks who are already set up. So they're set up. What do they love to do together? Are they golfers? Do they travel? Our family is full of bird watchers. There are a million different gifts that are kind of hobby or interest specific that you are going to be able to know from just knowing your uncle and his partner, and you're going to be able to get them something that maybe is a little nicer than the average bear in that department, or that maybe has a monogram or something cute that's about getting married, you know, on it, just so that it's more of kind of like a lovey-dovey version of this gift as opposed to just a birthday version of this gift. But any of these items are going to either have a level of sentimentality or a level of interest, I would say, that is going to be welcome and appreciated. And my final thought to you is to use your words to convey your support. I will tell you, as a new auntie, if my little nephew one day writes me some letter that tells me how happy he is that I am in love and cherished by another person on this planet, I would probably bawl my eyes out for the rest of my life.
There's almost nothing I can add to that.
Sorry, I just totally went for that one.
No, and I love it. I was reading this question. I was thinking again about our grandfather, Poppy Bill Post, and our grandmother, Mud or Elizabeth Post, and they were so difficult to buy things for because they had everything. It was always the challenge. And the things that I did year after year when I felt really good about finding something just right for them were all of the suggestions that you made. Think about their interests. Think about their loves. Think about, for my grandfather the year, I got him fireworks because he loved fireworks.
That was awesome.
Nailed it. They had certain collections and hobbies and interests. They were, like your uncle, people who were curious about the world, engaged with the world, had passions, had interests, and sharing those passions and interests with them was one of the joys of gift giving. I say enjoy this challenge. Approach it as something that's going to be fun. Invest yourself in it, and they will appreciate what you do. As far as showing them support, by participating with this enthusiasm, you are doing that. Bring yourself, bring your full self to the occasion and to all the events and interactions around the occasion. That is your opportunity as a guest, and they will appreciate you for it. Kate, thank you for this question. It was such a pleasure, and please give our best to your uncle and his partner.